people get dismissed because they've done this.
Yeah.
And they come to you and what, like, you're not, you're not a union.
I'm not a union rep.
Does the CAJ have any role that can take in this?
I can listen. I think part of underfinding solutions sometimes is listening to people and allowing them to come to their own conclusions about what they need to do. I think what I can be is, in some ways, a triager, if you will, to say, okay, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? Have you spoken to your union rep? Have you talked to other people in the newsroom? And I think that's really important, because I think what we're seeing right now, just looking online and the narrative that is taking place online about, you know, one side or the other, is toxic. And I don't think people are actually listening to each other as much as reaffirming their position.
So is there anything else that people are coming to where you feel like your hands are tied, or you're feeling the pressure to do something but don't really have the authority or position to do it?
Well, I mean, it's also a question of resources, too. I mean, people being targeted by a hate group or some advocacy organization that espouses a very particular view of this war. And ultimately, to me, that's a press freedom issue. And so that's how, at the end of the day, I come to the conclusion that I do need to be involved and I want to be involved. It's just that the scale, sometimes it can become slightly untenable.
Yeah, I think also a lot of journalists are really concerned about, like, is their newsroom balanced? And they're trying to have those conversations inside the newsroom. And they're coming and complaining to you.
What I do in my day job is hearing from a lot of people who don't understand how journalism works. And that's a real problem from a social perspective, but also from, you know, the point of having a democratic society where, you know, the media is supposed to be, you know, the watchdog of power and holding people to account. If people are questioning or looking to undermine, you know, what the media does at a very foundational perspective, I'm not saying I agree with this column or this person's viewpoint. I'm saying at a big systemic level, that is something that I don't know if we're ready to handle right now. Where we've changed over the last, I don't know how many years, but, you know, we've become more accountable, not as institutions, because, you know, institutions have been, you know, tattered and torn, but we're accountable ultimately to ourselves, because, you know, journalism and journalists have been, you know, championed as change agents. You know, when you look in different, in contexts in different countries, you know, journalism is speaking truth to power. And if you're not doing that, you know, the idea is that you're failing at your job, when sometimes there's a much bigger machine. And I think part of the team, you know, people don't play on teams so much anymore. It's more, you know, individuals. And I think that that's something that we're really perhaps missing.
I've heard you say that you've been doing a lot of listening, and it seems that, that's the thing that you can do right now. But I'm wondering, where do you go when you need somebody to listen to you, Brent?
I cry myself to sleep.
I hope you're kidding.
I am kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, everybody. I have family. My family is very important to me. I have friends that I can talk to.
This is just what happens in newsrooms, maybe, that they just go through these intense places, are intensely criticized, and it's a really hard cycle. And maybe you just have to buckle and get through it however you can.
I think one of the things that we, and I say this pan-industry-wide, not just the CAJ or any one particular news outlet, is showing a better duty of care to each other.
That's your Canada Land. You can email me at jesse@canadaland.com. I read them all. Our website, CanadaLand.com, is where you can sign up for our newsletter. Go do that right now. Our senior producer is Bruce Thorson. Tristan Capicchione is our audio editor and technical producer. Our managing editor is Annette Ajofor. Our editor-in-chief is Karen Pugliese. I'm your host, Jesse Brown. Theme music is by So-Called. Syndication's handled by CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria. Visit them online at cfuv.ca.
Banner. I miss the old days when you lived across the street. Separated by a few feet, still somehow out of reach. Back then finding your heart felt easier. Now I don't know what to do with this crater between us. Don't miss those days when we'd walk down to the beach. Misty nights, someone picks a fight wild and through the streets. Pack a bag, wait up till mom and daddy go to sleep.
Planted on the ground. No one.